your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Good morning and welcome to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Health and fitness magazines are full of propaganda about how we should look and feel. But finally, to set the record straight, is your host, Ori Hofmeckler.
Welcome to The Warrior Within. Today, this is not just a special show. We have a special guest, my friend, Dr. Udo Erasmus. Udo is a world-renowned expert, health and nutrition expert, but particularly known for his book, Fatted Heal, Fatted Cure. Udo is a pioneer in his way, teaching people how to live, eat, how to make the best food choices. The subject this time is oil. Udo, how are you doing this morning?
Great.
The oil industry is huge. There are so many opinions and so many products.
Yep.
In the categories, we have basically vegetables oils and fish oils.
Yep.
In fact, the fish oil is the biggest industry today. There are books from Barry Sears to other books who constantly ask people to take fish oil.
Yeah.
Allegedly, these are supposed to be the best oil because they contain allegedly the most active compound, EPA and DHA.
Yeah.
What is the story? Is our fish oil as good as they claim to be?
No. Let me put it in perspective. In the marketplace for the past probably about 5-10 years, there's always been this argument, should we take fish oil or should we take flax oil? And it's completely a wrong framing of the question. Because here's how it goes. Fats are major nutrients. We need them in large quantities, along with protein and carbohydrates and greens and water. So these are major nutrients. And a person, probably an optimum of these, of the fat we need, is around a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day. So I weigh 185. I use about 4 tablespoons of oil a day. And that would be called the foundation oil. Everybody needs the foundation. Because if you have no oil in your diet, you die. And if you have 10% of your calories from fats, you get dry skin, low energy levels, and lots of other problems if you stay on a diet that low in fats. Bottom end of adequate is about 15% of calories. And that's about an ounce. And that would be about 28 grams.
Just to understand, the foundation oil doesn't matter what oil, you just need the foundation amount of oil every day?
Well, we'll get to that. It does matter. It doesn't matter what it's like.
Okay, go ahead.
But you need a foundation because the body requires oil.
Okay.
Can you explain why, Dr. Udo?
Yeah, because every membrane of every cell is made for them. They are an energy source. They contain essential fatty acids that your body can't make, but every cell has to have. And if you don't get enough, you go down. If you don't get enough long enough, you die. And if while you're going down, you bring them back in adequate quantities, knows exactly how to rework your body so that you completely recover from your deficiencies.
Yeah, I just want to enhance what you say. In fact, fat is the building block for all your steroid hormones, including sex hormones. Your brain is made from fat.
Yeah, and the body makes other hormones called eicosanoids from
them
as well.
Correct, very true, yes.
I wanted to ask that question, and I don't mean to cut you off, Doctor, is just for the simple fact that we are just, in the media today, period, we're told over and over, fat is bad, which a lot of people equate to oil
and
that's why I wanted people to understand why it's so
essential. The carbohydrate industry ran laughing all the way to the bank because we were told to eat more carbs, and we all got fat on them.
Yep.
And we lowered our fat, and we got fat on it.
That's correct.
So fat is not the reason why people get fat, because carbohydrates turn on fat production in the body, and fats don't. And the good fats actually turn on the genes that burn fat, so they actually help you in weight loss. But let me finish this thing about the foundation fats.
Yes.
You've got to have the foundation. Everybody has to have the foundation. Once you got the foundation, there are some people who will do better if they add 3 to 5 grams of therapeutic oils. And that's the fish oils is what we used to depend on. They're highly damaged, and they contain PCBs and dioxins. I don't recommend them, and I don't use them, and I have more energy at 65 than most people at 45.
Wow.
Even though I don't use any fish oils. So some people will do better when they add therapeutic oil to the fish oil. But no one can just do well just using therapeutic oil, because it's not enough oil for the body. So the argument was framed wrong. You need to look at two things. You got to get your foundation, and then maybe a percent of the population will do better if they get therapeutic oil. How many? Maybe 25 at the high end, maybe 5 to 10% at the low end of the population actually does better when they take therapeutic oils. The rest of them don't need it.
Therapeutic, you mean only fish oil? Or
therapeutic, we're used to getting it from fish, but we now have found out that the fish don't actually make those oils. The fish get them from their food.
Correct.
And what makes those oils for the whole food chain is red-brown algae. We can now grow these in tanks, so they're protected, so we don't have PCBs and dioxins in them, and we can get them unrefined, so they haven't been damaged by processing. Damage done by processing is the other big issue.
I'd just like to say something here. Udo produced the best oil period in the world today. That's his thing. That's how he came as a pioneer to the market. Unlike other products, and I wrote about it in my books, and I wrote about it in my emails, and I wrote about it in my newsletters, oil must be bottles in a glass bottle. Any oil which is bottled in a plastic is on a risk of being contaminated. And when you buy an oil in a plastic bottle, you put yourself in a risk.
Yeah, oil swell plastic, and plastic leaches into oils quicker than it leaches into water. We all know it leaches into water because we can taste it.
And the compound that leach from the plastic to the oil are the worst ones. They're called plasticizers. They have shown to promote estrogenic activity in the body and cancer. They are shown to help the reproductive system. Cut the story short, we discussed it in previous show, but Udo is the only one that I'm aware of today that adamantly and methodically bottle all its essential oil in glass bottle. The company is Flora. The name of the product is Udo Oil. I highly recommend you to go and check it. It's not just good, it also tastes good. And I'm not doing as you never saw me do promotion for other products before. I have nothing personally to gain from that. I personally use it. It is one of the best stuff that ever came to the market. It's been there for years. And today, he has a special oil which is enriched with DHA, as you say, with the allergy that you use. And believe me,
algae, yeah,
you can consume large amount of it without the stink and the puking side effect that you get from the fish oil. Now you can continue.
Now this is something that Dr.
I get what you mean by the take no prisoners approach.
Yes, he does. Dr. Udo, so, when you look to purchase your oils, so though, just to touch on that, is that something that would be in the refrigerated part of a store, correct?
Yeah, they're in the health food stores and in the refrigerated section.
And why is that? Because there's a lot of pills out there, and fish oils being one of them, that you are getting in brown bottles that kind of lead people to believe that, they don't need to be in direct sunlight, and they're also in these capsules.
Right.
And
right.
I'd love for you to be able to talk on that as well.
Well, the reason is, what I did, if I can pump myself just a little bit.
Of course.
What I did over the past 25 years is I set standards for making oils with health rather than shelf life in mind, because there's a lot of damage done by processing. In fact, a tablespoon of cooking oil will get you 1.5 million damaged molecules for every one of your body's cells. For every one of your body, 60 trillion cells in one tablespoon.
Oh, my gosh.
If it's only 1% damaged. And the fish oils commonly are 3 to 5% damaged.
Wow.
And the concentrated fish oils have also concentrated the damaged molecules, so it can be even higher. And what I did in a place where the standards are going down, I decided to set higher standards. And the reason for that is I found out that when I set low standards, I got poisoned by pesticides. And my marriage fell apart. And a lot of stuff happened. When I set low standards, I create problems. When I set higher standards, it takes a little more effort, but things go well where I set high standards. Mm-hmm. And because I was sick and I was trying to get well, I decided we needed higher standards because I found out how much damage and the pesticides in the oils and all of that. And so I decided to do that. One, make them with health in mind. Two, make sure people bring back the omega-3s, because most people need fish oil only if they're not getting any omega-3 starting material to make the fish oil in their own body.
Okay.
And then the third thing was to get the ratio between omega-3 and 6, the two essential components of oils, right, because if you get too much of one, it'll crowd out the other and make you deficient, and you don't want that. The fourth was the plastic, and then the fifth was getting therapeutic oils also made with health in mind, and then putting the foundation and the therapeutic together. What came out of that is one is called the 369 oil blend under the Udo's Choice label, and the other one is called DHA oil blend also under the Udo's Choice label. And those are the ones that are in the glass, brown glass bottles, in the fridge, in a box actually, in the fridge, in the health food stores.
And Udo, can you live exclusively as a person? Let's say you're busy, you don't have time to maneuver and blend between oils. Let's do two things. First of all, can people live exclusively on your oil, just buy this glass bottle and add it as a source of fuel and foundation as well as therapeutical at the same time? Or do they need to use another oil? In that case, what kind of an oil?
Hold on. We're going to have to answer that after the break. Udo, I'm so sorry, everybody. We're getting ready to go into a break. So please join us after the break as we continue to help you release the warrior within.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate tenacious fat solution kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com. Let's face it, hormones happen. Whether you are male or female, hormones have an impact on your overall well-being. Dr. Hart brings to the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel timely topics that answer your lifelong questions about hormones in men, women, and teens. Tune in to Optimal Wellness every Monday at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Optimal Wellness. Live life well. Live life long. Live life to the fullest.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Welcome again to The Warrior Within. I'm here again with my friend Udo Erasmus. Udo, I repeat the question. First of all, can people use your oil as an exclusive source for everything, including foundation and therapeutic? Second, if they choose another oil, what's your best choices?
Okay. Well, they can do that, but of course people eat other foods and they have some other oils in the diet. And we actually made the ratio so that the omega-3s, which are too low in most people, are higher than the omega-6s. But we have enough omega-6s so people don't become omega-6 deficient. So they can do that. The only other oil that it makes any sense to use is extra virgin olive oil, because that is the only oil that you can get everywhere that has not been damaged by the processing and gets you the 1.5 million damaged molecules for every cell in the body in one tablespoon. The downside of all extra virgin olive oil is it doesn't have any omega-3s in it, so you can't just do it on extra virgin olive oil. And you, by the way, you don't want to use oils for frying.
That was going to be my next question. I said, what if you take olive oil and you heat it up, what happens?
But if you do cook with oil, and most people do, what kind of oil you suggest are
okay.
the least
okay.
damaged ones?
Well, I tell people when they ask, what should I fry with, I tell them they should fry in water. Because that's what people did before the oil industry started, which was only about 105 years ago.
Are you serious?
Before that, what did they do? Steam, poach, boil, pressure cook. And olive oil traditionally was added to the water-cooked food after it came off the fire to impart flavors and to improve the absorption of nutrients. If you fry olive oil, it'll fry you. You know, the body actually needs an oil change, just like the car. You know, you take out the dirty oil that scrapes the pistons and the cylinders and wrecks your engine. When you get dirty oils in your diet, that means fried, or it means the ones that have been damaged by processing. That will wreck your engine too.
What is the
and so you need an oil change
oil?
From the damaged oils and from the fried oils to oils that are made with health rather than shelf life in mind and are not damaged in the process.
If you take a list of oil that's supposed to be heated during cooking, including in a gruel or a stew, what are the most stable oils?
Well, the most stable are the hardest. So beef tallow would be probably the best, which is disgusting.
Yes.
Coconut and butter have been used traditionally in the little bit of frying that people did before the oil industry started. But here's the reason why I'm so big on that. In 1900, when that oil industry before that oil industry began, cancer only killed 1 in 30 people. 1 in 30. Now it's 1 in 4. And there is nothing that people have found that so closely correlates with the increase in deaths from cancer over that time than the increase in our use of cooking oils and in our use of those oils for cooking.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the cooking oil. The most prevalent cooking oil are omega-6, canola, mazola, corn, soy. Soy has been used a lot.
Yeah.
In my book, The Anti-Estrogenic Diet, I say that even whether you cook it or not, this oil are damaging. Excess of omega-6 promote estrogen and cancer. So maybe it's not just the cooking. Maybe it's just the prevalence of this naked oils.
There are always two issues. One is, with your omega-3s, you got to have enough omega-6s because they balance each other properly.
Yes.
Most in our diet, it should be, I mean, we use a ratio of twice as much omega-3s, omega-6. The Inuit or Eskimos, their diet was 2.5 times richer in omega-3 than omega-6. They had 60% of their calories from fats. They chewed raw whale blubber and seal fat to get it, and they didn't die of any fat-related diseases. So you could go up to 60% of calories from fats if they're not damaged and they got the both essential fatty acids in the right ratio, that you will not die of a fat-related disease. I kind of went off on the question.
The question is the omega-6 oil, the one that you...
What we have is we have a ratio of 10 times, sometimes 20 times more omega-6 in our diet than omega-3.
Correct.
And that's a really bad ratio. So we are missing the omega-3s. And that makes the omega-6s able to get out of line because you don't have the balancing factor of the omega-3s. And so that can increase inflammation, especially under stress. So that's another big factor that messes us up.
Yes.
And if you have enough omega-3s, they control the omega-6s, so they do the job they need to do, because they're also essential. They do the job they need to do, but they only do it to the extent they're supposed to do it. And you have the control of the omega-3s to prevent them from doing more than they should.
I'm just asking a question. Many of our followers are people that like to just know yes, no. Some of them are novice, and some of them just want to simplify things.
Yeah.
Do we really need to shop for omega-6 oil? Do we need really to have at home corn oil or soy oil or canola oil? Do we really need to do it? Or is it naturally already occurring in right amount?
Well, yeah.
In other foods.
Right. This is another argument in the marketplace. You don't need Uro's oil. You need flax oil because we have lots of omega-6s in your diet. But think about it. The omega-6s we have on our diet mainly come from the cooking oils, which are damaged. And if you need your omega-3s made with health in mind, you need your omega-6s also made with health in mind. Hence,
okay.
The same amount of oil that people take of the cooking oils, they ought to take of a better oil if they want to raise their standard and improve their health.
Is olive oil a good viable source of omega-6 as well as omega-9?
No, olive oil has no omega-3s.
No.
10% omega-6s.
And let's say that I have sufficient amount of omega-3.
Yeah.
Let's say so. Let's say I eat cured raw salmon, organic, okay, wild catch, and I got enough omega-3.
Well, you won't get it just from salmon. You need the foundation, too.
Yes, okay. No, I'm looking now for the foundation.
Yeah.
Let's say I choose olive oil.
Yeah.
Does it have enough omega-6 on the top of the omega-9?
It's low. The issue, I think, for olive oil, what makes it good is it's not damaged by processing, and it still has all its minor ingredients, polyphenols and the flavor and odor compounds. And,
correct.
And those are still in the oil, but in the cooking oil, those have been taken out. So they're unbalanced and damaged, and extra virgin olive oil is not.
So
the omega-3s need to come from elsewhere, and probably some omega-6s need still to come from elsewhere.
And which will?
Well, we get them from sunflower and sesame in the blend.
Okay.
But if you like Mediterranean foods, and a lot of people do,
yes.
One of the best things to do is you mix the 369 oil blend with extra virgin olive oil, 50-50, because then you got your threes, you got your sixes, you got the flavor, and all of them are made with health in mind and not damaged and contain their phytosterols and their lecithin and all of the good stuff that oils naturally have in them when they're not chemicalized out.
And that's the two bottles usually on my table.
Yeah.
Oil and extra virgin Italian olive oil, first press.
Right.
And it's really, it tastes good, the blend, and it tastes good separated. It's just a good thing to do. You just get into it. But let's move to another thing. Look, I want to grind a little bit deeper into the question of fuel food. I mean, many of our followers are physically active.
Yeah.
They were trained to believe that they need to eat quite a lot of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Coming mostly from grain to fuel the body, you know.
Yeah.
Before exercise, after exercise, the industry is building. In fact, we can see a lot of protein shakes that store some refined carbohydrates in the form of corn syrup solids or even sugar inside.
Yeah.
Allegedly to promote, you know, the anabolic process of recovery and fuel the body. Here it is. People were also taught that carbohydrates are necessary because they replenish glycogen reserve in the muscle.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, do we really indeed need carbohydrate as a main fuel because it's clean, because it's lean, because you see most of the shakes are also low fat, or... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a
are
complete whitewash.
Are we doing
whitewash.
Better on a fat fuel, even as an athlete? What's your opinion?
It's complete whitewash, the whole carb thing. You know, it's making a carb industry able to charge a lot more than their products are worth. Here's how you have to look at it. They are essential amino acids. They're essential fatty acids. They're essential minerals. They're essential vitamins. By the definition, you can't make them. You got to have them. You go down if you don't get them.
Correct.
There are no essential carbohydrates, so they are the least important food. And we've done some studies with athletes on a tablespoon per 50 pounds of body weight per day of the 369 blend. Within a month, those athletes had stamina 40 to 60% increase. And we've worked
with
world-class athletes, and we've done it twice. 40 to 60% increase. 42% was the average increase in stamina with the athletes that we had in the last study. 42%. And the reason for it is, now, the other thing is, you can load with glycogen. You only get 300, 400 grams. And if you do a marathon at mile 20, you hit the wall, and then you drag your butt across the finish line, and you do very poorly. If you carb deplete it and load it up on good oils, you could run 100 miles. In fact, there are people who have done that. They'd run 100 miles a day, and all they ate was seeds that contained protein, omega-3s and 6s, a little fiber, and water. That's all they had for their 100-mile run, 100 miles in a day. That's like four marathons.
Yes, I want to add to this just a sentence or two. I wrote about it in my books. Many people don't understand that there's a special kind of high-octane fuel in the muscle. It's not advertised. It's called IMTG, intramuscular triglyceride. This is the most powerful fuel possibly, with 30 times more energy pound per pound than carbohydrates or glycogen.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to get more into that after this break. Please continue to join us. We're having a great conversation about the pros and the cons of why we need essential oils in our diets. If you'd like to call us, please do that as well after the break at 866-472-5791. We'll be back after these messages.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Tune in on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart, the program that takes you on a journey through grief after the death of a child. Join Dr. Gloria Horsley, marriage and family therapist and bereaved parent, while she interviews and discusses with other bereaved parents and siblings how they have coped with the death of a child and gone on to create and realize new dreams. So tune in Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Healing the Grieving Heart with Dr. Gloria Horsley, right here on Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition: meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Welcome again to The Warrior Within. I'd like to continue with the subject that we did, just drop a few words. I'm trying to avoid to be too technical, but maybe in a future show I would like to explain what happened in the muscle. Many of you are physically active and you were trained to think that carbohydrates should be your main fuel because it's clean, because it's fast, and indeed carbohydrates, like any other food group, does some benefit on our body. There is no question. We do have a capacity to store glycogen. Insulin, the insulin hormone, is involved with critical action in the body, in fact. But from the muscle biology, if you can see how the muscle is built to utilize fuel, you'll be amazed to see that we are much more adapted to utilize fat fuel than carb fuel. So let me just throw you a quick example. Many of you follow already the training that we advocate. You train intense. If you lift, you lift heavy. You rest very little in between your sets. Those who train CFT knows that. Lactic acid starts to accumulate. The body has gradually started to shift into a survival mode. At that point, the body cannot utilize oxygen as well as it can during regular movements like walking or gardening or washing dishes. You gradually shift into an anaerobic condition, very stressful on the body. At that point, here's what's happening. Carbohydrates now are being broken hysterically in the cytosol, rather in the mitochondria. They are basically broken immediately for energy. They hardly release three molecules of ATP. Fat fuel, the fat IMTG, intramuscular triglyceride, can still utilize under this condition in the mitochondria 96 molecule of ATP. 96 against 3. Do the calculation. Pound to pound. More is more powerful.
Back to the other way, you know, that's less technical. This is, look, okay, why, if carbs are so damn good, does the body only store 300 to 400 grams of them, but it'll keep 10 pounds of fat on hand, including, you know, half your brain is fat. But, you know, why is that? Because fundamentally, the endurance storage fuel for the body has always been in the form of fats. They have 9 calories per gram, so you don't need to store as much to get the benefit. You know, carbs only get you 4 calories per gram, so it's more efficient storage. You can store more of it, and you can go longer on the fats than you ever could on carbs. If carbs were so damn good, we'd be storing carbs. But when you get too many carbs, you get tons of problems. Blood sugar problems, insulin problems, fat production problems, being tired all the time problems. The obese people who should have more energy than anybody else on the planet, because they have all that fat's energy, they can't get them burning because as long as they keep eating the carbs, they can't get the fat burning turned on.
Correct.
And that's why they don't have energy. And when you make a fuel shift in their diet, that's what we start with, is you get them down, you lower the carbs, and you increase the oils, make the oils the primary fuel. All of a sudden, they have energy, and all of a sudden, you can work them, and all of a sudden, they don't have any problem losing that fat.
So
but you got to get them over
the
that thing about eat fat,
right,
get fat, before they'll pay attention to it.
So it's coming back to the question again. What's the limit of our fat? Do we really need to calculate the percentage of fat fuel in the diet? Or can we just go and do the right food combination, use fat as a sole fuel, and just eat until you are satisfied? What's the conclusion? Do we really need to calculate? Yep. Is this like a 15% or a 20% or what? Can we go to 60%? What is the story?
Yeah, we have athletes who go to 50% on the 369 oil blend. Their joints are beautiful. They recover unbelievably quick. Their skin is amazing. Their energy and their mood, that's what they tell us, are amazing on 50% of calories from fat. So that's about twice what I recommend. I recommend about 25% because that's well within accepted rules, and I'm not going to fight those rules. But you can go up to 60 like the Inuit did. But the way I look with carbs, I don't measure anything really. You know, I pour oil in my food. You can put it in hot soup, on a steamed vegetables, in salad dressing. It goes in any food. And you want to mix it in food because it improves flavors and improves absorption of nutrients. But where I get my carbs from is I eat green vegetables. They have some carbs in them. I don't eat a lot of grain. In fact, I have no pasta, no potatoes, no bread, no breakfast cereals in my house. Because why? If I have them in there, I'll probably eat them. So I don't even bring them in the house. And but I have seeds and nuts, which are amazing fuel. And I have the oil, and I have protein, and I have lots of vegetables. That's the way I eat. If you go on my website, which is rightfatdiet.com, there's three food pyramids, one for healthy people, one for sick people, and one for active people. And they have greens on the base, not carbohydrates, like we used to. Carbohydrates, you know, when they got put on the base of the food pyramid in 20 years, overweight went from 25 to 65% of the population.
That's great.
Because we were being told, eat more carbs and eat less fats. It was completely counterproductive for the weight arena. And so greens are on the bottom. Good fats and protein are on the second level. Those are the three we emphasize. You ask me what I eat? Greens, good fats, and proteins. That's what I emphasize. And then fuel is on the third level. Never eat more than you burn, because if you don't burn it, you're going to wear it. And that's especially true for the sugar, the fruits, and the carbs. People get fat on them because the carbs turn into fat if you don't burn them. The more active you are, the more carbs you can get away with. But if you eat more than you burn, no matter what the source is, your body is forced to turn those into fats. And then on the top is the white foods and the burnt foods. White foods are white sugar, white flour, white rice, white oils, and white fats. So that's the cooking oils and the margarines and shortenings.
Correct.
And then the burnt foods, everything that's turned black. Anything you fry, anything you roast, so the burnt part on any food. The coffee beans are burnt. Those we recommend decrease or avoid them because they are processing damaged, toxic, and nutrient deficient. Very simple. And all I did was looked at nature. The Department of Agriculture makes its food pyramid not with health in mind. They just take the foods normally eaten by Americans and put them in some order. And they change that every once in a while just to get people talking about the same foods that are normally being eaten by Americans. Problem with those foods is they kill 70% of the population prematurely because they're not good foods. And the government has to accommodate industry interests. That's why they cannot make you a food pyramid with health in mind.
Udo, let me ask you a few more questions about the diet since we're on a diet. Is the timing of eating important in your opinion?
Well, I subscribe to, I mean, when you explained the warrior diet to me, when you first did that, I said, you know what, that's the way I eat. I tend to be lean during the day. Hunting behavior is always better when a person is a little hungry. And when you're fed and you have a meal, you know, then you feel like sleeping it off or sitting down or just relaxing. And so the idea of staying lean during the day and having your big meal in the evening and then spending the evening with friends and hanging out and in an atmosphere that is most conducive to good digestion. It's a good diet.
It's a diet, and it gives you enough hours during the day to detoxify, burn the big meal that you ate at night. You do not need to think or measure anything. You just enjoy. If you do the right food combination, you cannot go wrong.
Yeah.
Basically, our diet, Udo, I have to...
Well, the other thing is, you know, during the day, being the way I am is, I guess in a way, it's a little bit of warrior lifestyle. You know, I have so many things to do. It's like I don't take the time to eat.
Exactly. This is the wrong time.
And then when I do eat, I don't eat carbs because what happens is if you wait till you're hungry and your blood sugar is low, that's not a bad thing unless you fix that hunger with carbohydrates. Because then you get fat because you tend to overeat. When you eat more oils, you actually your energy levels are stable, so you never get those blood sugar swings and your and those insulin swings, which age and shorten your life. You don't get those because your energy is stable because it's coming from fats, and you don't they don't go up and down.
So. I tell my followers, it just takes a couple of weeks to train your body like you train physically, train nutritionally, switch yourself from the modern diet. The modern man is a food and drug addict. He cannot go a couple of hours without eating. Hey, he cannot go 1 hour.
Is that what FDA means, right? Food and drug addict?
Yes.
We have a
Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, dealing with
it administers the addiction.
Yes.
Well, I have a different view on the FDA. You know, they're doing a job. When they say something is bad, you should listen to them. When they say it's good, then you should still have lots of doubts. But if they say it's bad, then you should definitely listen to them.
Yes.
Right? Because they set
low
standards.
Yeah, because if they say it's bad, that's pretty scary. bad things are good. So.
Because they don't set high standards. Institutions don't set high standards.
Nope.
Individuals do. They set the low standards. So if you understand that, you know, and so that's their role. Right?
Well,
the
one thing
standard.
To understand is that there is no regulation, not enough regulation of chemicals in our society.
Yeah, and too many on foods.
Too many on the foods, too many on the products, too many on baby products. The same plasticizers are everywhere.
Right, right. That's really, that's what they ought to be taking on, because we have, you know, other than the damaged oils and the burnt foods, most of our health problems, especially the cancer part, comes from pesticides. 60% of them cause cancer. Plastics that have cancer-causing ingredients.
Wow.
We talk about these
pharmaceutical drugs that have tons of side effects because they don't belong in the body. And then industrial chemicals.
Oda, we're going to have to finish that up after the break. I apologize, but this is our last break, everybody. Please continue to listen. We'll be back after these messages.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
We eat more frequently than our ancestors, and we pay the consequences. In spite of dieting, we're getting heavier, weaker, and sicker than ever. Something is very wrong with our normal routines. The Warrior Diet stresses just that, adjusting the three most critical factors in human nutrition, meal timing, food choices, and food combinations. Based on survival science and historical evidence, the Warrior Diet sets the record straight. Learn from the leanest, meanest, and most powerful people in history. Discover the diet secrets of Alexander the Great, Helen of Troy, the 300 Spartans, and Julius Caesar. Order the Warrior Diet book at www.warriordiet.com or call 866-WAR-DIET. That's 866-WARDIET. Take advantage of the Warrior Diet nutritional supportive products to become leaner, stronger, and healthier. It's when you eat that makes what you eat matter.
Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Defense Nutrition has put together the ultimate Tenacious Fat Solution Kit, providing everything you need to help your body finally burn this tenacious fat in the belly and other areas. The kit features specially formulated cleansing products, metabolically enhancing nutrients, including vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and herbs, together with great-tasting meal replacement shakes in your choice of vanilla or chocolate. Also included is the Anti-Estrogenic Diet Book, with its simple and effective eating plan and more. Burn fat away for less than $10 per day. Free shipping on all U.S. online orders. Get your Tenacious Fat Solution Kit right now. Call 1-866-927-3438 or go to www.defensenutrition.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with your host, Ori Hoffmeckler. Need help breaking free of your fitness bondage? Is your diet failing to get you leaner and healthier? Take control now and call Ori toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. That number again is 1-866-472-5792. Now back to The Warrior Within. Here's Ori.
Welcome again to the last segment of The Warrior Within. I'm here again.
For this week, Ori.
Sorry?
You said this is the last segment. I said for this week. We'll be back next week.
For this week. I think you understand it. Listen, any of you who don't understand what I mean, you don't have to come to the show again. You need minimum intelligence to understand what we say here, okay? So, hey, I'm just joking.
Well, I have minimum intelligence.
See, that was April Fool's. That was yesterday, Ori. Okay. Hey, I want to say this before we go any further, though, is that, you know, if you have any questions or comments about any of the shows or today's in particular, please send us an email. You know, we know we have a great listening audience, but we know on a show like this where we're giving out so much great information, a lot of times, you know, our listeners don't call in, but we welcome the emails. And please email us at info@warriordiet.com. Let us know if, you know, we're answering the questions that you have out there about the health issues and topics that we bring to light on the program. And, you know, just let us know if you like what you're hearing. We would really appreciate the feedback.
Udo, somebody asked me in an email if grapeseed is okay.
Oh, yeah. That's a great question.
The grapeseed is okay if you crush it between your teeth and you get a little bit of omega-6 rich oil out of it. No omega-3s, but the grapeseed oil is treated like all the other oils. The short version of that is Drano window washing acid bleached and heated to frying temperature before it goes in the bottle.
So you highly
I don't recommend any oils like that.
Wow.
Not for health. You couldn't recommend them in good conscience for health.
Okay, I've got one. What about coconut oil? I've heard a lot about coconut oil.
Coconut doesn't have omega-3s, doesn't have omega-6s. It's mostly saturated. It has great antioxidants if it's fresh. It has some antimicrobial benefits, but so does every other whole food. It's easy for the liver to use, and it tastes beautiful.
Yes, it does. I have to say
oil.
That.
It's
What's
a summer
opinion?
Oil because it's cooling, whereas the omega-3s are warming.
What's your opinion about butter?
Butter?
Yes.
Well, it keeps a calf alive, so that's a good sign.
Okay.
You know,
butter is okay.
Margarine only keeps the industry alive. That's a bad sign.
Oh, yes.
Correct.
So, butter is traditional. It's been used forever. It's again, tastes good.
Yes.
Tastes way better than all that ersatz stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use it. I'm not afraid of it. If you have enough omega-3s, saturated fats won't hurt you. Why is that? Because the problem is not the saturated fats. The problem is we don't have enough omega-3s to balance the saturated fats for their insulin resistance effect and making the platelets more sticky. The omega-3s do the opposite. They protect you. Then you can eat, if you get the essential fatty acids, both of them in the right ratio, in adequate amounts or in optimum amounts,
yes,
then you don't have to worry about the saturated fats.
I totally agree. In fact, I'm writing another book about the secret regime of the Spartans.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing society that survive in mint shape. I mean, amazing shape. It's only 10,000 of people who managed to dominate close to $1 million at a certain point of time. I'm not recommending. I'm just saying they have amazing culture. They treated women equally. But the diet was very interesting. It was based on very similar principle that you just mentioned. They went very low on the food chain. Main meal was at night. They used to cook gruels. Everything was cooked in a big stew,
mm-hmm,
and oil
it was
added to the top.
In water.
Yes. They mm-hmm use a lot of goat cheese,
mm-hmm,
whole. Hey, lean, light, slim did not exist. In fact, I told all our followers, when you see the title lean, light, slim, stay away from that. That means that food is processed. That means that essential material was moving out.
Mm-hmm.
On the sport nutrition industry, most of the protein that we get today are protein isolated. They took an amazing protein, like whey protein or even hemp protein.
And gave you half of it back for three times the price.
Yes, separated from all the essential nutrients inside and sell something that tastes horrible. I mean, I did a test. I said it before. I got a few animals here. And I usually test it on animal, any protein that we purchase, just in order to make sure. And I can tell you, they know better than humans.
Mm-hmm.
You give them whey protein isolate, they will run away. You give them casein, they will hide under the bed, okay? You give them hemp, they will run away from the house, from the territory. So we know, and you give them regular good whole milk, and they would love it.
Mm-hmm.
It is so simple.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that leads me to the question, if you can just go slightly down from the mountain, tell our followers, what is the best way to do a grocery list of food choices and avoid chemicals at the best time?
Well, the best thing is grow your own garden.
Okay.
And instead of putting pesticides on your lawn, tear it up, leave it for 3 years, and then grow vegetables. Grow your own organic vegetables. But honestly, it's always stick with the vegetables. They are still the basis. They are the foundation of food. They're on the bottom of the food pyramid. If you make a food pyramid with health in mind, like I did on my website. So the groceries, fresh foods, whole foods. And life standard on this planet for every creature except us is fresh, whole, raw, organic, in season, locally grown, and sun-ripe. Except for us. We mess it up. Right? Now,
yes.
You want it organic. Let me just do a 30-second rant on chemicals.
Okay. We're getting close to the end.
Life set all the standards for us, for health, in nature. And life created a program to do everything that needs to happen in the body. And life created that program for the natural condition as an adaptation so we could live here. But there weren't pesticides, plastics, pharmaceutical drugs, industrial chemicals, and wrecked food molecules in that environment. So life never made a program for them. When we put those in our body, our genetic program for health becomes a program for disease, because the genetic program is fixed, but how it works depends on the molecules in its environment. And if those are good molecules, then it all happens good. And if those are molecules that don't belong in the body because they were never in the environment when life made the program, then they turn our program for health into a program for disease. That's why the FDA, you know, of course they won't, that's why the FDA and the government ought to be going after those chemicals, because they are killing us. And they're also killing many other life forms that are disappearing at very high rates because of the... That's one of the factors, at least. I mean, we're also destroying their habitats, but we're putting so many chemicals in their environment, and some of them just die quicker than we do. We just go crazy first.
The best way to protect yourself is make the right choices. Choose product if you purchase that are environmental friendly, products that are friendly to you and to your animals. Hey, animals die from chemicals too. I'm an animal lover. Many of you are. They die faster than they are. They are small bodies. Your children are much more prone to suffer from the chemical, from the pesticides or plasticizer, in the soap, in the food, in the bread, everywhere, okay, in the vegetables. They are more prone. So make the right choices, and by making the right choices, basically, you take away another piece of industry from the dirt industry, for those who don't care, for those who just want to make the money, okay, and have a long life share. Thank you for coming to the Warrior Within, and you can get much more information also at warriordiet.com or defensenutrition.com. Udo, do you want to repeat your website again?
Sure. It's udoerasmus.com. If you don't know how to spell my name, you can also get there by rightfatdiet.com.
Thank you, Udo, again.
And thanks, Ori.
We'll keep discussing it soon future.
Yeah, we'll have to
ideas.
Have you back on.
And thanks. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
We'll talk next week.
Yeah, we'll talk. We'll see everybody next week.
Thank you, Brandy.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today for The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival with Ori Hofmeckler. Join us each Monday for more Mythbusters and valuable advice on living a healthy, happy life. We'll see you next week.